Thank you, Rob. And in sport, we begin with football. November the 17th, the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, which brought communism to an end in Czechoslovakia 18 years ago, was a fitting day for the Czech Republic and Slovakia to face off in a final Euro Championship qualifier at Prague's Letná Stadium. Prior to the match, the Czech Republic had already qualified along with Germany, but tension was still high as both can finish atop of Group D. The Slovaks, meanwhile, were seeking consolation for their last matchup against the Czechs, which they lost 3-0. But their bid wasn't successful. Once again, the Czechs ended up dominating the evening. Goals came from Zdeněk Grigera, Marek Kulič, and Tomáš Rosický, and the Czechs won by a final score of 3-1. The win puts the national side atop the group with 26 points, edging past Germany on head-to-head results. Afterwards, this is how striker Milan Baroš summed up the match.
I think we deserved the win, although the Slovaks didn't get off to a bad start. They pressured us a bit with some clever passing, but I think we deserved to take the game. In the end, we were able to put on a bit of a show, but their team isn't bad, and their game wasn't either. Both teams were a little more relaxed, even though we knew we're still playing for top spot.
The Czechs face one more game in qualifying against Cyprus on Wednesday. Turning to ice hockey, in the NHL, the New York Rangers with Czech players including Milan Rosival have been on a roll, winning the last five games. The last at the weekend came against Pittsburgh, with defenseman Rosival scoring twice to lift the Rangers over their rivals 4-3. In other NHL matches, Radek Bonk and Martin Erat both scored as well as racked up assists for Nashville, beating Chicago 4-3 in overtime. Montreal defenseman Roman Hamrlík, meanwhile, notched up two assists in Montreal's 7-4 win over Boston on Saturday. By contrast, one player who can't have been enjoying himself of late has been Detroit netminder Dominik Hašek, who allowed four goals on just 16 shots in a 4-3 loss to Chicago. The game before that, he didn't fare better, allowing four goals in a loss to St. Louis that saw him chased from the net. On the plus side for Hašek, at least Detroit are still atop the Western Conference standings. And we go to boxing now. Lukáš Konečný suffered an unfortunate setback and will be unable to compete in the World Boxing Organization's World Championship title fight in the light middleweight category. The fight against current champion Sergei Gingiruk of Ukraine was scheduled for the end of November. But Konečný suffered a rib injury in training and will be unable to return to the ring before next month. The boxer was to get 1 million crowns for appearing in the title match, the equivalent of around $55,000. He told the Czech Daily Sport that he hoped his and his opponent's manager would be able to agree on postponing rather than cancelling the fight. And finally, speed skater Martina Sablíková has seen two successful starts on the World Cup circuit. After winning 3,000 meters at Salt Lake City, USA, the skater repeated the feat in Calgary, Canada. In doing so, she also set a new Czech record of 3:55.87, beating closest rival Grunwald of the Netherlands. Sablíková, who's just 20 years old, just came off the injured list but complained she was still suffering pain to her arm. She had been injured in a recent fall in training. That's the sport.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international